Blog Talk Radio.
Of the goodness.
of the goodness of God. Do you realize goodness is following you wherever you go? The Bible says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Listen, brothers and sisters, don't ever feel alone from this day going forward. Look to your right, look to your left. Goodness and mercy is following you. And they're following you for a reason. They're not just following you, but they're following you for a reason. All you got to do is believe for whatever it is that you're dealing with. Mercy and goodness is there. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We hope you all are hearing us. We out of town today and away from the base. And so we're not going to be able to interact too much, but we will share a word. We're going to start out with a word of prayer. I'm going to pray for Pastor Bill and traveling mercy and grace for her as she travels. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. And your word says everything give thanks. So we're just thankful, Father God. We're thankful, first of all, for your word. We're thankful, Father God, that all is well with us. We thank you, Father God, for traveling mercy and grace for Pastor Bale. I thank you, Father God, for traveling grace for, even for myself. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you continue to send ministering angels to protect us. I thank you, Father God, that you will see me having a safe journey back home, as well as Pastor Bill. I pray, Father God, that she will continue to be a faithful servant. Not sure where she's at. Okay, spirit will be wherever she's at. So protect her and guide her. Then, Father God, I pray for all those others who asked for prayer. I pray that they agree with your word more than anything else, that they put themselves in agreement with your word. Ask you, Father God, to, let me thank you for this country, because it was your spirit, Father God, that guided the men and women of this country to raise the debt ceiling. And I'm very thankful for that, Father God, because I could only imagine the chaos that would be in America at this time. So we're thankful, Father God, that they were able to come together and get something done. And also, Father God, we continue to ask you to let your spirit flow, because we do have hope, Father God. Pray right now for hope for those, Father God, that in the midst of the storm, they can have hope. Pray, Father God, for those that have hope, even that souls can be anchored in hope. I thank you, Father God, for those that have made faith their companion. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, for those that who will hope for faith, even though it's right now, we don't have to hope for. Hope, Father God, that they will hope for faith will come in their life, and they'll be able to see it based on the word. Now, Father God, as you let this word go forward and let somebody receive it, we know I can preach all day, teach all day, but they have to receive it. So I pray right now someone have an ear to hear and a heart to receive the word, and most of all, that they will, Father God, obey your word. Not my word, but your word. And we ask these blessings in Christ's name, and we do pray. And everybody agree with that prayer. Said amen. Okay, we, like I said, we're on the road. We Don't have all our notes, but that's okay because the Spirit has given me what to say for today. And we've been dealing with faith claims the victory. So let your faith claim the victory. Understand what faith is. That is your substance, which happens to be the Word of God. That is your substance. So let the Word of God claim your victory. See, the Word of God has to claim your righteousness. It has to claim salvation. So you let faith claim that. I don't care what you do or how you do it. You cannot be righteous. Without faith, there is no righteousness. So why not let faith claim your holiness? Let faith, because it's in the Word of God. Holiness must be by faith. See, can't be no other way. Must be by faith. You can't put on enough clothes. You know, some people think you can dress a certain way, talk a certain way. That doesn't get you holiness. It's your faith, which is the Word of God. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Listen, brothers and sisters, let me say this. Faith is a force, and it's the law of faith that govern these forces. Yeah. I want you to make note of that. Because to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believe in Jesus, whereto is boasting then, the Bible says. It is excluded. Why? By what law or works? The Bible says, nay, by the law of faith. It's the law of faith. Whatever law you're dealing with, understand law, brothers and sisters. You're living by the law of faith. That's Romans 3:26-27. You understand that there is a law. And that law is going to work. It's going to work in your favor because that's the law you live by. You live by the law of faith. I want that to soak in for a minute, okay? I want you to know that the law, it is a binding thing. Law is an act. It's just like a bill. It's a rule. It's an action. Like you got the law of gravity. You jump off that, you jumped off that building downtown Atlanta, about 50 stories. The law of gravity say you're going to hit that concrete. But now if you was out of space, there is no gravity. So you could fly around. It's the law. It's what you have to deal with. So when we have the law of faith, that's what we're dealing with. There are that has developed over the years. And the reasons they call law is because they were dependable. But before we knew we could trust them, the pioneers and inventors test their theory over and over. And once they experience the breakthrough, after the breakthrough, what they discovered because a law, you have mathematics. These are laws that could be trusted and adopted. So the law of faith is much the same. It governs the force of faith. And understand, it is the foundation of the living life. That's what it is. You have to live by that. You have to live by that. God wants us to believe this law exists. Understand that It is works by love, Galatians 5 and 6, and that we were to work with it in our lives. Matter of fact, we're to live by that. We're to live by faith. So that's how you get victory. Claim your victory by faith. That's what you have to do. You have to claim your victory by faith because that's your substance. That's what caused you to be right in the sight of God. Not your money, not your works. None of those things get you righteousness. The thing that gets you righteousness is your trust in the Word of God. See? Because that's what faith is. Faith is pretty much just trust in the Word of God. In 2 Peter, I think it was 1 and 4, God wants us to have this clear understanding that through the exceedingly and great and precious promises that ye be partakers of a divine nature. How do you become partaker of that divine nature? It's by faith. Ain't nothing divine about you. Where you get your divinity from? From some university? No. What's divine about you is your faith, that you trust that word. And because God's word is pure and it's heavenly, God says you can take that nature. So when you get born again of the Word of God, you begin to share in a divine nature because that's what your that's your new nature now. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. You are a new creature now because you operating under divine nature, man. Yeah. So whatever you're going to get from God, it has to be by faith. Everything has to be by faith. Let no one fool you. They're not that good. They don't know that much. They don't have that level of education. If you get it by God, from God, it has to be by faith. You know how mercy come? Mercy come by faith. You obtain it by faith. Everything you're going to get from God, it's going to be by faith. That's really, truly important, brothers and sisters. If you don't never hear another word I say today or going forward, remember this, that if you're going to get it from God, it's going to be by faith. Remember faith like Abraham to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by righteousness of God. Righteousness means the ability to stand in God's presence. How can you say you're not righteous, but yet you stand and you pray and you talk to God? You know how you do that? By faith. You stand on the Word of God. It's through faith we realize that we have a blessed and glorious union with our risen Lord. So when we have as we operate on earth, Jesus told us this, I am in the Father and the Father in me. John 14:11. So the Father doeth the work because he dwells in me. Just like with us, it's the Father that does the work. It's the Father in us. See? And he prayed that his Father would not only for his disciples, but also for those who would live on him through their testimony, through their faith, that they all may be one as you, as the Father is one, and we're in him, we become one with him, that they also may be one in us. I think that's John 17:21. Let me see if I can find that. Hallelujah. John 17:21. I want you to know whatever you're going to get, God wants you. You know Jesus, when he came here, it was by faith. Yeah. Jesus had to come here by faith. It was no other way. But in, I think it says 17:21. Y'all bear with me, because like I said, I'm on the road. 17:21. It says, in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Y'all need to underline that word perfect. Because there are people who tell you you can't be perfect. They lie. The word perfect means complete. You're complete in him. You met all the requirements because you're in Christ. So it says this. It says, in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Listen, brothers and sisters, God expects for us, well, let me go back to the 21st verse, because that's the one I wanted at first. It says that they all may be one as thou, Father, are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. See, the only way you're going to really believe that is you become one with the Word of God. You say, I ain't praying for the world. I know that's a hard word for a lot of people. He said, but I'm not praying for the world. Now, I know some of y'all religious-minded people think you shouldn't. You should pray for whatever Jesus prayed for. That's what you pray for. The way he walked is the way we're going to walk. We're to be imitators of him. Jesus said, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through the word. So that's who we're going to pray for. We're going to pray for those who believe in Jesus through the Word of God, not through an ideal, not through denomination, but because they believe in the Word of God. Jesus, I'm praying for them, not for the world. And just like God sent Jesus in the world, he says, I'm going to sanctify you guys and send you in the world. And because we are not of the world, and we really, when I say not of the world, I'm talking about of the system. We're not part of that system. Jesus said, I give them thy word, and the world hate them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Listen, brothers and sisters. Your faith has to be in that word. It has to be in the Word of God. And if you're hated because you're telling people the truth, make sure it's the truth. Now, it's not your gospel, but it's Christ's gospel. If you're hated, you're in good company. Yes, sir. If you're hated, remember, you're in good company. They hated him before they hated you. Nobody don't want to be hated. But hey, when you recognize that this is what they did to Jesus, and Jesus said, hey, they're going to do it to you too. Get a chance, read John 17, man. And ask the Holy Ghost to illuminate that word. Jesus said, I'm praying for them. We hadn't even been born. And he declared and decreed this, that he was going to pray. He did it by faith, and we had to receive it by faith. Why? So that the scripture will be fulfilled. One other thing I'm going to say, Peter went on to write to those who had obtained like precious faith. What kind of faith have you obtained? What kind? Is it the word of God? The Bible says, saying grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ. So we can have multiplication. We can have a whole lot of grace. Don't think because whatever it was that happened in your life that it's doomed, they lying to you. There's multiplication. That means not adding. Adding is different than multiplication. But yeah, we know that, preacher. Do you really understand that? I see a lot of times folks just want to add. No, grace is being multiplied to that. It ain't like one or two. No, it's like 10 times 12. Things are multiplying now. When God give you grace, he'll multiply. But you got to have this precious faith. You got to have peace. Matter of fact, people who are going through some things, I want you to know this scripture right here, that there's multiplication of faith. I'm going to say this right. Multiplication of faith, because he says grace and peace be multiplied. The word "and" is a conjunction, so he says peace be multiplied. Multiplication. Well, God is going to just multiply peace, not just one, not just two. He operating in multiplication, man. Think about it. It's multiplication now we're operating. You know, when you went to school, you learn one, you learn how to add, you learn how to subtract, and boy, you learn how to multiply. When you learn how to multiply, I mean, that was awesome. Well, according to your faith, things will be multiplied. Instead of you getting one, you can get nine of them. Because nine times that one is nine. So just start doing nine times nine, eight. You understand multiplication, you know you're finna get a whole lot of stuff, a whole lot of grace. But God wants us to live by that. Only as we live in the realm of faith. But now this is gonna bless your heart right here, and I'm gonna be done. When God was multiplying faith with Abraham, guess what he did? He told Abraham, said, here's what I want you to do, Abraham. I want you to look at the stars in the sky, and I want you to count them. Abraham couldn't count them. See, that's multiplication. He says, Abraham, look down at the sea and count the grain of sand. Wow. See, that's multiplication. He said, now, you're going to be the father as many as you can count. That's multiplication. That's the kind of faith that God wants us to start using. That's the kind of faith he wants us to live by. That's the kind that pleases the Father. Hallelujah. Let's see here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Pastor was able to join us. Hallelujah. Pastor Bell.
Yes,
okay.
Amen. I got in on the end.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if anyone have anything they want to share, say, come on with it. But I want you to know that your victory is going to be by your faith. Everybody who have victory with God, it was through faith.
Mm-hmm.
So let it be multiplied. And then when you, the more you get, the more peace you're going to need with that. You need that to be multiplied.
Amen.
That's the way that works, brother and sister. You need more peace with whatever you're getting. You need the peace to go along with that. Because you will need it. Trust me. It's almost like the bigger the house you get, the more insurance you need. Well, the more God began to bless you with wisdom and knowledge, the more peace you're going to need with that. Because you're going to have your haters. You're going to need faith to operate in that. And you're going to need multiplication of faith. Anyone else?
Hmm.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm over here in, I'm not sure what part of Georgia this is, but I want to thank Miss Judy for letting me use her internet. And she let me get wired up at the last second, really. So her and her husband, Frank, I thank God for them. And I pray a special prayer. He's a doctor. And they're beautiful people. So let's lift them up in the name of Jesus as well.
Amen.
Anyone else? Had anything you want to share, Pastor?
I was going to read that from the Message Bible. I believe it was John 17:21.
Yes.
Okay. 17:25. Just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Let me back up a little bit here. It says, I'm praying not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me because of them and their witness about me. The goal is for all of them to become one heart and mind, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, so they might be one heart and one mind with us. Then the world might believe that you, in fact, sent me. The same glory you gave me, I give them. But they'll be as you unify together as we are. I in them and you in me. Then you sit in this oneness and give the world that you sent me and loved them in the same way you've loved me. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So thank God that he was praying for us. Amen.
Yes.
Still.
Yes.
Praying. Amen.
Yes. Anyone else? Anyone else have any comments? Anyone else want to bless the broadcast? Bless the hearer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you all, and we'll see you all Sunday for the review. Hallelujah.